High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The guy on the phone to do a second date update today, his name is Evan. And Evan, in his email, describes himself as a master of the club game. That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Evan knows how to hit up the ladies when he's out at the dance clubs.
I'm already rolling my eyes.
Are you excited to meet Evan? I am.
Not really.
Evan, I really enjoyed your email, but I do have a question for you. If you are a master of the club games, why are you on the phone to do a second date update? Shouldn't this girl be like laying next to you in the bed already?
Well, sure, but every master has an off day, let's be honest.
Oh my gosh.
I guess you're right. Even Bruce Lee missed a kick from time to time.
Yeah. Right.
Before we get into the date, what makes you a master of the club game? I mean, I've never done very well in the clubs, so teach me your ways, Sensei. How are you a master? What do you do?
Okay, Grasshopper, listen up. What you do is you got to put the girl in the right frame of mind. All right, right out of the gate, okay? Now, she's hot. She's beautiful, but you can't make her that hot because then she has all the power.
This is so obnoxious to me.
Are you one of those dudes that walks up to a girl in the club and you're just like, "Hey, what's up? That dress makes you look kind of fat. My name's Evan. Can I buy you a drink? I should probably buy you something low carb though, right?" Like you rip on them a little bit.
A little bit? That was a lot of ripping.
But I have friends like this that, like, the way to get a girl at the bar is you insult her just enough to where she's feeling insecure. Is that your deal?
No, you don't want to insult them. You want to make them think they're beautiful. They're hot, but not too hot, not too beautiful.
Okay.
Evan, you sound like a raging idiot.
So it's more like, "Hey, you're beautiful. I mean, especially with that blemish on your face." No, normally girls with blemishes aren't that hot, but you make that blemish look hot. Is that more your speed then?
That's kind of right. I need to make the girls have to prove themselves to me. Okay, not the other way around. It's almost like their audition.
Oh, my God.
They're auditioning to be able to hang out with you, huh?
That's right.
This is real. This is really how you feel.
Look, I didn't invent the game. I mean, I'm just playing it. This is how it goes. Oh.
Is your goal when you meet these girls at the club just to have a one-night stand?
Sometimes. What's wrong with that?
I mean, was that the goal when you met, what's this girl's name again?
Lana. No, I liked Lana. We got along. We were talking.
Okay. All right, so why do you think she's not calling you back?
I don't know. I was making her feel desirable, which is part of the plan, but maybe I was coming off too much. Maybe my game was off. I was liking her too much. I was into her too much.
You gave her too much power. And she felt
it.
Too desirable.
Probably.
Okay, so take us through the evening then.
Well, okay, we're out on the floor dancing,
mm-hmm.
You know, throwing some moves down. And Brooke, I'm telling you, even you would like what I got going. And then we had a little kiss right after the dance. I mean, nothing huge, but nice. You know, nice. So we went and found a place to talk somewhere quiet. And we talked for a little bit. got number. She got my number. We, you know, we exchanged information. And then I threw out, well, why don't you come back to my place tonight? But I wasn't even thinking in that term. It's just, let's keep this going. It's fun.
Okay, so she said she wanted to go back with you to your place.
So we were leaving, and we're so far as the parking lot, almost in my car. And she gets a text from her friends, and they're worried or something, and she takes off right there.
Oh, yeah.
So what did she say?
I'll call you, though, but my friends are worried about me.
Yeah, because her friends were saving her from the douche who's, like, just trying to take her home after the first night he met her at a club.
Don't be rude to Evan. He's calling in for a second date update.
You don't have to go the douche route. I mean, I'm calling you for help.
Yeah, I know. Like, we appreciate you calling in. Okay, well, you know what? We'll do the second date update then, because you're a douchebag.
I'm just saying that, like, you're acting like women are these toys that you get to, you know, play with, and it's all this big game. I'm sure you could be a lovely person, Evan. Why wouldn't you just want to say, hey, let's actually go on a real date, and maybe she would actually respect that and go out with you again?
Because obviously, you want to hook up with the person first. I mean, that's the goal. If that works, then you go out on
a date. I mean, I guess if you're meeting somebody in a club, that's ultimately what guys are trying to do that night, so.
Right, if it's not me, it's someone else.
So how many times have you tried to get a hold of her since you guys met?
I mean, I've called her a couple times, I've texted her a couple times, and her nothing.
Evan, if you're such a master of the club, why so much interest in this girl? Why couldn't you just go out this weekend and find another potential mate?
Okay, here's the thing. My game always works, right? Almost always works, let's be honest. My club game almost always works. I want to know why this time. I'm curious.
So it's more you just wonder why this girl's blowing you off more than anything else.
How are you resisting?
Yeah. Evan always gets a call back.
Oh.
I want to know why this time it didn't work.
All right, Evan. Well, we're going to play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Welcome back to today's second date update. That's right, in the clubs. That's where the guy who's on the phone with us lives. His name is Evan, and Evan is a master of the club scene.
Yeah.
At least that's what he said when he emailed us. And he's having a hard time because a girl isn't calling him back, which doesn't happen to Evan often. Evan, before we do your second date update, I'm just curious. If you had to put a percentage on what your success rate is with the ladies, what sort of percentage would you give us? Like, how often are you turned down?
Oh, 94%.
94%?
That's actually a pretty
success
good
rate, or 94% you're turned down?
Oh, success.
All right, so this girl's in the 6% of girls who are not calling you back.
Wow.
That's right.
And you can't think of any reason why?
No, everything was working.
Now, Evan, would you ever be willing to give up your club game for a lady and actually settle down?
Well, if my numbers ever dip below 80%, then probably, but not right now.
You know, if you get to 80%, it's time to hang it up, right? Settle down.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, get her on the phone, and get your second date update. You ready?
Let's do this.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Lana, please?
This is Lana.
Hey, Lana, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Why are you calling me?
Because I recently got an email from one of our listeners about you.
Okay.
So much dramatic pausing.
Are you okay, Lana? What are you doing right now?
I'm nervous. What's going on?
Well, we do a segment called the Second Date Update on our show. It's basically if you go out on a date with somebody and end up not calling them back, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask why. And you recently went out on a date with somebody who listens to our show, and he asked us to call you today.
This is really strange.
His name is Evan. You met him out at the club a little while ago?
Uh-huh.
Did you like Evan?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
You don't know if you liked him?
I did. Things started one way, and then they ended another way. And so I just don't think that we're a good match.
What do you mean it started one way and ended another?
Well, we met in the club, mm-hmm. and we were, like, dancing, and everything was fine. And then we went off to have a conversation away from all of the...
So he told us about that, and he said that you guys were actually about to leave to go back to his place, and then your friends texted, and were like, oh, we're worried about you, where are you? And then you left. I have a question for you. Did you make up that text message? Because we've heard of girls doing that.
Yes.
I do not.
So your friends really didn't have
all.
An emergency.
Oh no.
No.
All right. So you just wanted to get away from Evan.
Yes.
Was it just that when you actually talked to him, you saw how douchey he was?
No. I mean, he's definitely got a bro-y vibe, which I didn't mind. But we were sitting there, and in the club, I hadn't noticed because it was dark that he was wearing a Ferrari leather jacket.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my God. That
Ferrari gear?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Club. How old is he? Is he really
old? Oh, dude. What did you think about him wearing a Ferrari jacket?
I thought it was kind of sexy. I liked it.
See,
I
that is the opposite of what
confused,
I thought.
I'm confused because dudes who drive nice cars like Ferraris and Porsches, uh-huh. a lot of times they'll rock the keychains and the hats. And yeah. I'm just like, do girls like that or is that just a douche move?
Well, it's actually funny you mention that because he did have a keychain as well.
Yes.
Of course.
So did you like that, though. That didn't bother you.
It didn't. No, it okay. didn't bother me. We had a really nice conversation about Ferraris. I started asking and he said... It was, like, life-changing riding in a Ferrari because I've never been in one. And he was, like, really describing it to me and how powerful it makes you feel and really, like, he was really selling it to me. I was like, wow, that sounds hot.
Were you just excited about this guy at a club because now he's a rich guy on top of a guy that you were dancing with?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Once I found out about that, I did think he was a little bit of a baller, and I was definitely intrigued. I was definitely on board with the lifestyle that he seemed to be living.
Hey, I date a dude with a Ferrari, sure. I can
totally.
I thank you for being honest about that. A lot of people wouldn't be honest. They'd be like, no, I didn't care. But if I met anybody who had a Ferrari, if I was talking to a girl in the club, I'd be like,
that'd be so hot.
Yeah, it would be sexy.
I was very interested in him, and we were going to go for a ride. We were going to leave.
Okay.
And we walked outside, and he took out his keys with the Ferrari keychain on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
And he hit the, dismantle the alarm button, and he had a Camry.
So he had a Camry. So he's wearing Ferrari stuff and driving a Camry.
Yeah.
Oh,
does
so
he
funny.
Have a Ferrari? Did you ask him about that?
I don't know. We had 30 feet before we got to the Camry. I freaked out because I was like, he might be lying about other stuff because it seemed to me that he was presenting himself as one way and really he was another.
Do you feel like he was trying to use like the Ferrari jacket and the Ferrari keychain as part of his game?
I think so. I felt that way. I just felt duped, and I didn't like it.
Would you have been at all interested in him if you knew from the get-go that he drove a Camry?
It wouldn't have bothered me that he drove a Camry, because I was enjoying his company, but I just didn't like that I felt like he was lying.
Yeah. Too bad he wasn't wearing a Camry jacket and a Camry.
That'd be so sweet.
Hey, Lotto, I would like to ask him if that's just part of the thing that he does to get girls. Aren't you curious?
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty curious.
Perfect, because he's actually on the other line listening, and we can ask him right now.
Oh, God, are you serious?
Lana, I never told you I owned a Ferrari, okay? We what? Just talked about him. I never said I owned him. That's on you, if you believe that.
I mean, I don't really know what you expected me to think when you're wearing a Ferrari jacket, you're carrying the keys and the keychain, and you're acting like your day-to-day life is driving around in a Ferrari. That is how you presented yourself to me. So don't act like
Come on, girl. No. Look, you carry around a Gucci purse. Am I just supposed to assume that you own a factory in Italy? Come on.
Right? That's terrible.
If I'm carrying around a Gucci purse, you can assume that I'm carrying a Gucci purse. I don't assume that you own a Ferrari factory because you have a Ferrari jacket.
Yeah, and the difference is she actually has the purse. She's not wearing a jacket that says she has a Gucci purse, and then she pulls out a Kenneth Cole one.
That'd be amazing, though.
Whatever, okay? We talked about the time I drove a Ferrari, right? I mean, that's in the past. past tense. I drove a Ferrari. Okay? I'm not currently driving one, and I never said I was currently driving a Ferrari.
You said to me that I should really try it sometime because it's the most powerful feeling on earth. Being behind the wheel of a Ferrari is like having all these horses in front of you and pulling you around.
Yeah, you know what, Lana? Lana, I was going to show you the most powerful thing on earth, but you didn't get my Camry.
Oh. Oh, Evan.
I'm glad that I'm never, ever, ever going to be with you because you tried to dupe me. And if you're lying about your Ferrari, God knows what you're lying about in your pants.
I would love to ask you at this point, Lana, would you like to go on a second date with Evan? We'll pay for it.
I would rather drink motor oil.
Ferrari motor oil.
Hey, whatever, Lana. One day I will have a Ferrari, and you ain't going to get a ride in.
Oh, my God.
That's a really nice dream, Evan. I'm really excited for when you get a cardboard box and write Ferrari on the side of it.
Whatever.
Thank you, Lana. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
And Evan?
Oh, Evan.
Sorry you couldn't get a second date, man.
Well, be tripping about this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.